Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 528. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Ryan Allen. The song is called Barking Up the Right Tree, and that's on a little album called Song Snacks Volume 1, which came out August 7th of this year. Just self-released thing. It is out on vinyl as well. I picked that up just on Bandcamp when it came out. I don't know much about Ryan Allen. I know he was in Thunderbirds Are Now, and I liked that band. And he's got a band now called Extra Arms, which evidently is supposed to be fantastic power pop, but yet I don't know anything about him. But based on this album alone, I've got to go pick up everything he's ever done, because this is just a fantastic record. Just so hooky, and it reminds me a lot, and I think quite intentionally, of Guided by Voices. Just short songs, hook after hook. It's just all there. So anyway, great album there by Ryan Allen, Barking Up the Right Tree. I've got more good music for you this week, and some of it kind of following in the same vein, such as here. We've got The Bookends. The song is called Can't Be Wrong.
Thank you. with you, cocaine girls. Got me wrong. Cocaine girls, keeping me up too long. I'm giving up on dark days. I'm giving up on afternoons. I'm giving up on soft play. I'm giving up this half of the game too soon.
Quite a set there, ending up with Nick Frater. The song is called Cocaine Girls, and it's on his album Fast and Loose. It just came out a few weeks ago, September 19th, on Big Stir Records, a label that I'm starting to find I really enjoy. He's based out of Croydon in the UK. That album is full of pleasantries and nice things, and I'm not sure that a lot really grabs me, but that track there is awfully good. And Girls is spelled with a U in the homage to September Girls, and it is still September, just for a couple more days. Before that, we heard from the Persian Leaps. The song I played was called Lost Cause, and that was on the new EP Smiling Lessons. Came out also September 18th on Lansky Records, that band based out of Minneapolis. And again, kind of hints of power pop in there. It's just a good record. Give that one a listen, see if it works for you. And then we we started things off with the bookends. A couple of cousins from, now from Scranton and Phoenix, it looks like. But the song's called Can't Be Wrong. It's on their album Calliope, which came out on the Fantastic Jim Records September 18th as well. That one is all 60s girl groups, all a little paisley kind of post-psych scene there, if you love the Bangles, that sort of thing. This is a really, really fun album, a little lo-fi. It sounds like it was recorded in somebody's house, and it probably was, but that's okay. That rock and roll doesn't need to be come from an expensive studio. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to shift gears a little bit here. A local band, Shy Boys, have just put out a new album. Here's a track from it. I think it's the lead track, actually. It's called In Gloves.
Swinging back.
What the hell was that? Well, it was a little bit of everything, actually. That is Barty Strange with the song Mustang. It's on his new album, Live Forever, which will be out this Friday on Memory Music. He is based out of Washington, D.C. Before that, I think Brooklyn, and before that, a wee child in Oklahoma somewhere, a black man with an opera singing mother, and with a penchant for The National, who is his favorite band, kind of where he grew to prominence there, releasing an EP of all National covers. I missed that one. I don't like The National, so I wouldn't say I missed it. But this album is a really interesting one. It covers a lot of ground, and I think if you find it on Spotify, give that a listen. You might find something that interests you. I know that Mustang song there, it really grabbed me. And so I picked up that record, and hey, there you go. Before that, we heard Shy Boys with the song In Gloves. That's on the band's new album, Talk Loud, which came out last Friday, September 15th, on Polyvinyl Records, that band based out of right here in Kansas City. And the album is, as always, a little Beach Boys, a little surfy, but there's kind of a sophisticated jazz element to it as well, and maybe it's the complex harmonies, who knows, but it's kind of got that feel that, I don't know, the jazz feel, maybe a little bit of Steely Dan, maybe a little bit of Joe Jackson when that was his thing as well, but getting good reviews and some nice guys there. Anyway, I am out of time, so let me wrap things up here. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 528. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or fan me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I've got a little look at the concert calendar. There's a few things happening. As always, I'm only really paying attention to Lemonade Park. Outside venue in the West Bottom seems to be COVID safe. So on the 9th, you can see True Lions. On the 16th, Cher UK is playing with Shurvan on that show. On the 23rd, Dream Girl is playing with a lot of other bands. I forget who all. And the 24th, Republic Tigers playing as well as part of a two-night series. I think Lemonade Social is what they're calling that one. We'll see if we need nice cold lemonade at the end of October for an outdoor show or not. And then we have announced Apocalypse Meow is coming November 7th. It's going to be an online-only affair. We'll figure out how to do that. I'm still sponsoring it because it's a terribly important thing to happen, and we'll talk more about that in future podcasts. I'll get somebody on to talk about that. Anyway, there's nothing really new on the website. I think I'll have photos and videos up of the recent String and Return Knife Crime and Wonderful Moment show. I'm almost done editing those up, so maybe by the time you hear this, those will be up there as well. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's Amiensis, or Amiensis. I don't know how they pronounce it. A band from Rochester, Minnesota. The song I play is called Beneath the Waves, and it leads off the new album, Abreaction. Again, who knows how that's supposed to be pronounced. It's coming out this Friday, October 2nd, on Transcending Records, a band that is ostensibly black metal, but that you could put in any sort of number of posts around that you wanted, and they don't bother, and we shouldn't either. This song here does contain multitudes. The album is, it's a black metal album. It's true, and it feels good, but there's a lot to it, and I found this band, I was like, I really like them, and then realized that they'd put out an EP that I really liked several years ago as well. So good to still, find that joy in the band, when typically this isn't a genre I live in. Anyway, I should stop talking, start playing here, because we've got one track left here. Let's end it here with Amiensis. The track is called Beneath the Waves. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.